This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am going to confuse you right now as I set up this next story, and I'm going to do it on purpose to make a point. Last month, the Department of Commerce, as it regularly does, updated its estimates of economic growth. The economy grew 2% in the first quarter. It also shrank 1.8%. It grew 2.1% in the second quarter, but it also grew only 0.5%. Turns out there are two ways of figuring the greatest economic indicator of them all, and they do not add up. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore makes it make sense.
Gross domestic product is how we measure the size and the growth of the U.S. economy. It is the sum total of all the finished goods and services in the country.
Consumer spending.
Your coffee this morning, part of GDP.
Plus investment.
The new bubble tea shop that just opened. GDP.
Plus government spending.
Military spending. GDP.
Plus net exports.
All the corn Iowa exports to Canada. GDP. It is the economic indicator of all indicators, and David Washausen is in charge of calculating it.
I'm the associate director for the National Economic Accounts at the Bureau of Economic Analysis.
Now, second opinions are a good idea for a lot of things, the size of the economy included, and there is more than one way to measure it. It can be all the money we spend, or it can be all the money we earn, because what you spend on coffee is what a barista makes in wages, and the coffee shop owner makes in profits, and the landlord gets in rent. If you look at spending, it is called GDP. If you look at income, it is called GDI, gross domestic income.
In theory, these things should align.
But guess what? They don't. Since 1947, there have been only 11 quarters where the spending number and the income number actually matched up.
That's because the GDP and GDI, they're based on just completely different data and independent sources of information.
Here is just one example. A company might spend a ton in spring on making new products, so you can get those spending numbers pretty quick, let's say. But it might not sell all of it till Christmas, so you get the income numbers a lot later. So for that, and a lot of other data-related reasons, you get two sizes of the U.S. economy that do not always quite match. But sometimes they really don't match. Earlier this year was one of those times. Stephen Brown is Deputy Chief North America Economist at Capital Economics.
So in annual terms, GDP is 2.5% higher than it was a year ago. But GDI is 0.5% lower than it was a year ago.
According to the spending version, GDP, the economy grew. According to the income version, GDI, the economy shrank.
So there's this very wide discrepancy.
And here is what makes some people nervous. Months, even years into the future, the BEA revises all of its estimates. The numbers change. And when you look in hindsight, according to some economists, a more pessimistic GDI is more likely to be right.
It's much more likely that GDP growth will be revised down to say that the economy is doing worse than we currently expect than it is that GDI growth will be revised up.
It doesn't always happen, and the BEA points out the data underlying the GDP number is more reliable. But if it is true this time, it would mean our economy isn't in quite as good shape as we think.
Really great example of this is 2007.
One version of GDP said the economy grew that year. The other said it shrank.
And we then know that we obviously had the worst recession since the Great Depression.
Brown sees signs of this in the labor market.
So we've had a lot of downward revisions lately, and it's suggesting quite a high risk that employment's also going to start falling.
He sees it in tax revenues.
Those have also weakened for the past three quarters in a running, which is much more consistent with the GDI data than the GDP data. You know, if the economy is growing, tax revenues shouldn't really be falling.
But on the other hand, there are positive signs in the economy. Surveys of manufacturing are improving. Healthcare, too. Consumers are still spending. That is all more in line with the more upbeat spending-based GDP. And various attempts to combine GDP and GDI suggest things are improving this year. But still, you know, which is it? Was the economy shrinking or growing these past few quarters?
The truth is probably somewhere in the middle at the moment.
Unfortunately, the middle is quite a large place right now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.